What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with Everyday Jay on the podcast today. Here we go. Before we get this show started, I do want to remind everyone to please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Check us out on all podcasting platforms, and I'm going to switch the screens right here. Boom, just like that. All right, we also have a Patreon page. I think we do. We should. Just check out patreon.com/The Loud Spot. You probably find me. We don't ever get any money, so I never check it. I think that's what it is, though. Pretty sure it's still on there. Good news is I did buy, I think it's called Movavi. Lifetime subscription, which helps me edit some videos and things like that. So in case we say something we don't like, I can now edit the video and just the audio part. So,
well, I thought you were talking about like that special drink that everybody, you know, Movavi or whatever. I forget what it's called.
There's a drink called Movavi?
It's a Mo something.
Mofo? I mean, it's,
yeah, Mofo.
Mo? Oh, I think you're right. Sounds vaguely familiar to me.
It's some like elixir that people drink and makes you feel like 1,000 times better. And by the way, we have places on here in The Loud Spot that you can sponsor.
That's right. Wait, so it makes you feel better. So like an elixir, like the old Coca-Cola with the cocaine in it. That was an elixir. That was a heal all kind of drug back in the day. Turned out didn't do anything to you really, except for maybe hurt you a little bit. And I read this thing. Because Coca-Cola came out before Pepsi, right?
Yep.
So Pepsi just ripped them off.
I don't know. Maybe it was Pepsi.
No, I don't think so. I think it was Coca-Cola.
Okay.
But that's how the whole cocoa leaf was what they make. They claimed it as medicine back in the day.
Yeah.
I think I heard that guy died like before he Coca-Cola got really famous. So he didn't even know that it got big.
Yeah, he sold it out. That's all I remember. He sold it out and... Oops.
I watch all these stupid shows that aren't even that interesting, but like if my TV's on and something's on it, there's a high probable chance I'm not changing the channel no matter what it is. it could be like some like cartoon for like babies and I'll watch it. If it's on, I'm watching. Or if like it's freaking boring. I find boring things interesting. So
I get hooked on the puppies.
You what?
Yeah, you know, like the episodes with little puppies and things like that. I just have to watch it.
Oh, I'll watch those too. They're cute, right? They're cute.
Oh man,
it's okay. I like that too. All right, I do want to talk about Nightfall Haunted Territory, where I was just podcasting this last weekend. You guys got to check it out, man. People, not even from Oklahoma, are going all the way over there to go check it out. I think it's like ranked one of the top. It's not even a haunted house. It's called a territory. It's more like a trail or like a forest that you walk through. And I did a whole bunch of little interviews and skits and things like that with some people that were going in. And this weekend is Halloween weekend's coming up. It is the last weekend to check it out. It'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. Dude, it's like going to the freaking fair, dude. I swear to God. It's like a whole thing. Like there's bonfires going on and there's people are drinking, and there's even porta potties out there.
I've been out there, and it's absolutely amazing. Then you said it was like the fair, and I was like, ugh.
Well, no, it's not okay. Not like just the atmosphere kind of seems fair-ish, just because of all the people out here. Hey, if there's outdoors, there's a lot of people there, and it's nighttime. It's fair-ish to me. I will say I had to go take a leak in the porta potty, and the one did not lock. It's a fucking door. Open the door. Luckily, I wasn't peeing yet because I was still trying to figure out the lock because I was trying to wiggle the lock. And I was like, this door doesn't lock. And some guy was like, I got you, dude. And I think he like stood right there the whole time I was taking a piss. So thanks.
Did he hold your hand?
I you know what? I should have had him hold. I should have had him come in with me. I did. It was one of those nice porta potties, though, even though it didn't lock. I wound up like holding the back handle while I was peeing. So this way, like, I'm trying to like act like I'm peeing over here. I'm on the back handle. This in case he walked away. So anyways, go check out all the other bathrooms. Work fine though. So if you're not going to go just for that reason, then you're missing out.
Was it Michael?
Huh?
Was it Michael?
The guy's name?
Yeah.
Probably. A lot of people named Michael. So, okay. Could have been Michael. I don't know.
There you go. You were safe then.
This weekend, what's also going on in Las Vegas is the When We Were Young Festival, which Saturday's got canceled, I guess, because it was high winds. Okay.
Jason, When We Were Young, is this a Killers thing?
The Killer? No, it's like My Chemical Romance, The Used, a bunch of like emo bands from like the early 2000s that are doing this whole festival.
Huh.
Yeah, it's in Las Vegas. They sold out like the first day that it went on. You never heard about that?
Well, I mean, no. I know the Killers are from Las Vegas, and so that's the spot why I was.
Oh, no. This is a whole like I think it goes on next weekend also. I think it's like a huge festival. But Saturday's show got canceled for high winds. Okay, now we live in Oklahoma. High winds to me, they canceled it for 30 to 40 miles an hour winds. Now 40, I get.
Holy 30. Shit!
Does Oklahoma not get bigger winds than that? Though, like, would that? Do you think they would have canceled it in Oklahoma? Now, you live in Tulsa; it's different here. I think it's windier here, but I don't think they would have canceled it for wind like that. I mean, I'm pretty sure unless there's a tornado on the ground, the show must go on.
30 miles per hour is nothing.
That's what I'm saying. They canceled it for that. Now 40, I could see it getting gusty. You might have some higher gusts in there, but. I don't. That's a wind advisory, like a dangerous wind advisory. Maybe it's because it's fire. Maybe it's dry in Vegas, and that's why they do it.
Maybe because they're worried about their toupees flipping over.
Maybe I don't know, dude. I think it's stupid though to cancel it. People are pissed off, you know. And one thing I don't get: so they have My Chemical Romance, The Used, Avril Lavigne. I don't get why. I never considered her like emo punk. I guess she kind of was, but more pop, if you ask me.
Avril Lavigne, is it her clone or was it her?
Does she have a clone?
She has a clone.
Oh, are you doing conspiracies again? is this another conspiracy theory of yours?
No, not mine. Just wondering. Just curious.
Tell me about Avril Lavigne's clone.
I don't know much. I just heard that the pictures of her today don't look like of what she used to look like. I mean, not even a little bit.
Well, plastic surgery does that, right? I mean, a lot of these people get famous and get plastic surgeries.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm hoping Keeps, if you're watching, I mean, hey, listen, right here, I could use some of you. You guys want a sponsor?
Keeps is a hair thing. I'm going to look up Avril Lavigne's clone real quick and see what I find out. Avril Lavigne clone. Oops, not clone. Clone.
Looking up the clone.
Why fans think Avril Lavigne died and was replaced by a clone. You might Google anyone famous and see that they have a clone.
I was joking.
No, it says this game for you. Well, it says May 15th, 2017.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, but Lavigne is not the first celebrity to be subject to a completely unverified cloning conspiracy theory. So yeah, nope, she does have a clone. So if you were joking, you were actually right.
Yeah, well, you know, HC Hill Dog has got the same.
Oh, so well, I think Code Ripper, we know who. I also want to talk about a bunch of bands that are like older bands that are coming out with new songs. Now, first I'm gonna say Ozzy Osbourne. This isn't the first newer song he's come out with, I think last year and maybe the year before that. Around that time, he had a couple songs that came out. He did one song with, what's that famous piano player guy? Elton John.
that guy? Yeah,
he just called Elton John. And then he has another new song out. And what surprised me is Bush came out with a new song. Didn't care for Bush much back
then. He's painting and now he's doing music?
He was painting?
George Bush.
No, but the band Bush.
Oh, are you talking about the guy that got caught with the I don't know how to be appropriate on how to say Bush? This correctly.
The band Bush, I don't think I troll for nothing.
Oh, no. Yeah, he did. That's why do you think Gwen left him?
Oh, I think I heard. Oh, wasn't he doing something gay or something, though?
He was with he got caught with a transvestite.
That I did hear about that. Yeah, well, he can still write good music. Just because he has weird sexual preferences.
Oh my God, dude.
I wouldn't even say weird. I can't even say weird. I'd say different sexual preferences.
Listen. That fucking song, Glycerine. What an asshole!
What's that song about?
I don't know, but just like, I'm going to pick a word that's different and it's going to sound like Listerine and I'm going to call it, I'm going to say glycerine and I'm going to say it over and over again until you puke.
I think, that's, yeah, I thought he was saying Listerine for the longest time, you know, and I thought Listerine.
I can't fucking stand that song.
Another band that just came out with a song is Godsmack. They have a new song out. And, you know, when bands come out, and they haven't, you know, Godsmack's kind of been doing music throughout still, but
it's, I thought they were while. Working at Walmart.
That's why I thought they were too. They could have been. They came out with a new song, like, fuck Walmart. We got to get our band together.
Well, you know, if you got to ask for time off, you got to ask for time off.
We're going on tour. Can we please have Friday and Saturday off? For what? My band's called Godsmack. You might have heard of us. But I wish some of these bands would, when they write new music, sound newer. Don't sound, but I guess their fan base still likes it. But I think they should come out with like newer sounding material instead of like what they sounded like in 1998. That's just what I think. People might disagree with me. That's okay. You can. I don't give a shit. That's just my opinion. And I got real defensive and no one's even talking back to me. I got real defensive over nothing. Smashing Pumpkins has a new song out.
There you go. Yep. Smashing Pumpkins.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't think it's okay.
I haven't heard it. Is he with the original lineup or is he with the original lookalike lineup?
I don't know if it's the original. I never really was a huge fan of Smashing Pumpkins anyways, but so I don't know. I mean, the same singer probably, you know, what's that guy's name? I don't know his name.
Billy Corgan.
There you go. Jeff, I knew if you said it, I would recognize it.
But do you know Billy Corgan owns a wrestling league?
He does?
Yep.
He strikes me as kind of a flamboyant type of not a... He seems like that anyways. I wouldn't think he'd be into wrestling.
He's definitely into wrestling. Absolutely.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he's not flamboyant. He could be flamboyant and still like wrestling. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the thing about Billy Corgan is what got me his, you know, he got his band together and I was like, well, that kind of looks like Darcy and the other guy, but it's not Darcy and the other guy. He's still got Darcy, the Darcy lookalike, and then the Asian guy. And then, you know, who was the drummer?
I don't know.
I forgot his name.
I'll look it up real quick.
He was an exceptional drummer, but he had a bad heroin.
They all had bad heroin problems back in the day.
Yeah. But I think, I guess the keyboardist died of a heroin overdose, and then the drummer didn't, but he still got kicked out of the band.
So Darcy is no longer in the band. You have Billy Corgan, James Iha.
Yeah, that's the original guitarist.
Okay, Jimmy Chamberlain.
That's the original drummer.
And Jeff Schroeder.
Yeah. No idea who that guy is.
You were a Smashing Pumpkins fan, weren't you? See, but you're a little bit older than I am, so I think that was more, you know, just those few years difference kind of does make it, like, I was more into, like, you know, the emo, screamo, late 90s, early 2000s, but just before that, grunge was, like, the huge thing.
Yeah, I mean, you had the emos take off of everything that grunge did and try to reinvent it and just kind of failed at it, but, yeah, I mean, we had the best music, you're right.
I didn't say the best music.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Micro penis.
That's what you get.
I don't like y'all motherfuckers.
Oh, that was you. Where'd that come from? Okay. And then Dishwalla's a band who's been on the podcast. Talked to them. They have the song Counting Blue Cars, where I did say on the podcast with them, I called it Chasing Blue Cars. No one corrected me.
Oh, my God.
I know. I heard it after. Well, I'm not like a huge, I was not a huge Dishwalla fan. They had that song, but their drummers, their whole band's really cool guys. They do have a new lead singer as compared to the original one.
They do, really?
Yep, they do. But they just got the music video. I think it was earlier 2022, and I did a reaction video to it where they commented on my social medias, having a pretty good time about it. So
Dishwalla actually was on Depeche Mode's tribute album.
I'm not surprised. Okay, so my old co-host, who's no longer a part of the show, Ava, you know, her dad's in the lead songwriter for and guitar player.
Martin Gore.
And she went to like the School of Rock or something like that. And the drummer from Dishwalla owns that. And so she like was kind of friends with him. And so I'm not surprised that they were on the Depeche Mode tribute album. They were all kind of friends, I think.
Yeah, it was actually a really good rendition of the song. I don't remember what song it was. I want to say it might have been Policy of Truth.
I don't know that one.
You don't know Policy of Truth? What the fuck is wrong with
I heard it. If I heard it, maybe.
You had something to hide.
Do, 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 do.
You should have hidden it, shouldn't you?
Do, 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 do.
Now you're not satisfied.
Do, 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 do.
It is Policy of Truth with what you've been put through.
Dude, I just realized there's like music on on here. Listen. Oh, it's freestyle flow. Yeah.
Start rapping. Come on. Yeah. Once I had hair, now I wear a flat brim.
I wear a flat brim. You hear a flat brim. Well, I was about to go. Here we go. We were talking about Dishwalla. You know, my wife wants to holla. That's the best of my freestyle flows. That's all you're gonna get. We're gonna play your music video and talk about it. We haven't played it on the show yet, so we get to do that. But I saw something funny and I want to share it. It was breakups from back in the day versus today.
Okay.
All right, here we go. We're gonna play this short little clip real quick and then we'll
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone to blow any time she goes away. And I would just say, bitch, fuck you. Bitch, fuck you.
That was pretty funny. Because the music is so different nowadays, man. Everything's changed. Society's changed from, I don't even know what's on that year, what year that came out. Probably, what, 70s-ish?
Mm-hmm.
So, the music industry has changed so much, man. I thought that was pretty funny. I wanted to share that.
It was awesome. Hey, yeah. No sunshine. Oh, my God. That's such an accurate representation.
I'm like, bitch,
how things have changed.
Fuck you. Okay. Your music video, this is already out on YouTube, right?
It's not. It's a sneak peek. And there are things hidden in the video. There's some things that came up where we hadn't decided not to release it yet. And they're good things, but we're going to wait to announce those later. But this song, everybody was saying, you guys can't do it. You can't do a video and make it look good and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, just fucking hold my beer. Watch me.
So is this not the full video?
This is actually the full video. It is the sneak peek of the entire video. We just haven't published it yet, which is great, which is fine. But I'm glad to sneak peek it here on the Loud Spot.
Yeah, no one watches my show anyway, so it doesn't matter. Well, not ruining any surprises over here. Okay, what's the name of the song?
It is called Fallout, and it is inspired by a lot of stories that I've read.
Okay, let's check out the music video. And the band's called Everyday Slave. And that's why we call him Everyday Jay. Here's the music video.
Another day.
Took you off the screen for a second. Damn, dude, you edited that yourself?
Yeah, Javier and I did both edited and I filmed it. So
how hard was that to, how long did that take?
You know, it was actually harder to get the models to be in the video once they understood it was a legit thing. And you know,
they were just like, you just want us to come and take our pants off and video. Is that what they thought?
Probably. I don't know what they were thinking, but it was, I had.
Did you know least, them?
What's that?
Did you know the models, or like, were they hired or?
No, they weren't hired. Actually, I had a high school friend, and we were talking. She's like, "Oh my god, my daughter would be perfect in this video." And I was like, "Really?" And she's like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Even she's got a friend." And I was like, "Are you serious?" And she's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Thank God," because there was literally, I want to say, 8 or 10 women that were supposed to be in it, and they completely all flaked. And yeah, nah.
That sucks, man.
It's okay. I mean, I totally get it. But when it comes down to it, I mean, we really had a vision. And we wanted to make the vision for the song. So
I think it looks cool. I think the music goes well with like the flashing and like the just the whole video with the music. It looks good together. Like that video fits the song.
Yeah, good. I mean, there's some hidden things in the video. There's some hidden meaning in it. So you got to pay attention to it. But yeah, we really appreciate the compliments.
We'll talk about it when it officially comes out. Do you know when that official well, we just played it, so it's gonna be out on YouTube somewhere, on my channel, but when is it gonna be available on your channel for you guys to start promoting and stuff like that?
We're wrapping some things up right now on it, so I would say probably within the next month we'll officially release it.
It's so hard, you know, that's the thing about me, man, is I just fucking put anything out there. Like I'm like it's good enough, just go. Okay, go ahead and release it. That's why I don't really edit a lot of my podcasts. I'm like, yeah, I could probably take some stuff out. I do sometimes, but for the most part, I don't.
It seems like every time that you and I have a podcast, you're like, shit, I've got to go edit that.
The one I'm airing tomorrow, I didn't edit any of it.
That's awesome.
And I'm not going to edit any of this one either.
Ah, good. Then great. I'll bring up some things on this and we can talk about it.
we're going to keep this a 30-minute podcast, and we are almost at our limit. I did have to put something out there for Wednesday, and I want to come and talk about music. You know, that's a big part of my show. That's how I started the show. It's about music, and so I want to talk about music. And we did that. We played a music video from Everyday Slave. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. Do you have any other things in line as far as music videos go, or is this it for right now, and then you'll maybe do one later if you feel like it?
As far as video-wise, this is as it goes. I mean, this was kind of the way the song was inspired. It was kind of inspired by some things off of Facebook, and I wanted to kind of make a whole package, to be honest with you, and just kind of present it that way. Never wanted to do a music video. I was just concentrating on the music.
But you have to, if you want to get out there, you kind of got to put a music video out there. I mean, that's going to get you more attention.
Yeah. You're right. And, you know, there are some, I don't know, man, music is a paintbrush of mine. I have multiple paintbrushes. Mm-hmm. And then I found out that, you know, doing videos might be another paintbrush. Photography's always kind of been a paintbrush of mine. So, you know, it's quite the possibility.
For someone who doesn't seem on the outside as very artistic, you are artistic. Like, look at you. You wouldn't think you're artistic, and then you get these videos and this music, and you play like almost every. I mean, you had a whole bunch of guitars there. You got a drum set at your house. You got a whole production thing behind you there with your computer and software and things like that. And it's like a whole nother world once you get to go. Like, I've been to your house, and it's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah. And my hair is usually, you know, messy and sticking up on more.
At least you have hair, dude.
That's true.
He's so big on me trying to find sponsors. But you know what? You know what? I don't want to. I don't want to because
Keeps would be a great sponsor. Keeps is an amazing hair product.
Regrow hair, or is it one of those things that they say they do but they don't? Like,
you gotta they do. They definitely do.
It's not one of those. If you're pre-balding, it works. But if you're actually bald like me, which I still have hair, it's just not a lot of it. So I shave it.
Let's show the world.
Oh, my hair? Why did you see my head today?
Yeah, dude, you can totally Keeps would love you.
You know what? I will say this, since I took a stab at you and saying you don't look artistic, I'll take a stab at myself now. When I first went to his house, I took my hat off. He goes, every time you take that hat off, it's just, I can't believe that you're bald, or something like that, something along those lines. I'm like, why? I guess I look like I might have hair. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's, I don't say, Sebastian.
I used to have hair.
You look good. You're a sexy motherfucker either way.
I try. Thank you. But see, even when I had hair, sometimes I would shave it, and I always wear a hat. Since I was a teenager, I've always worn a hat. So, cause I didn't feel like doing my hair unless I had a mohawk. I would do my mohawk, I guess. Yeah, but I have to. It was like a whole process because my hair is curly, so I had to use my sister's hair straightener. Yeah, couldn't use glue. You couldn't use gel. It had to be glue.
You had curly hair.
Oh yeah, dude.
Do you have any pictures that you can slide up right now of that hair?
I don't.
That'd be great.
Let me see. I'll go to my Facebook page and see if I can find a picture of me with hair. Probably from when I was a kid, though. Just because,
so if Keeps is listening, which I highly doubt they are,
I highly doubt they are. It's like a 99.9% chance that they are not listening.
Would you do a 30-day trial with Keeps?
If it was free, yeah.
Well, if they sponsored you,
yeah, then I would do it.
Keeps, all right. Well, we're gonna have to reach out to Keeps. We have to make this a thing for sure.
Let's see here. Do I have a picture of when I had hair? I mean, I'm gonna have to scroll down way far, so I don't know if I'll be able to find one right now. A lot of photos on here.
What's funny is I can totally see you with like this curly afro.
Yeah, so kind of. You know, I'll go to my dad's page. My dad has one. I know he has a picture of me when I was a kid.
There you go.
Well, so my hair's kind of changed throughout the years also, because it used to kind of grow like when I was real little, it was just curly and long and would hang down. As I got older, it started growing more up, like afro. Let's go to albums. Here we go. Okay. Well, here's one of me when I was real little. Let's pull this one up here. And this, hold on. I'll share the screen for everyone to see what I look like when I was a baby. Don't end the show. Good video. Share screen. Chrome tab. Facebook. Share. Okay, now let me. There it is, right there. There's me when I was little. See, it's curly, and then as I got older, it kind of got more thick. Even was real thick then, but it's super curly. And so, getting a mohawk with that hair was really kind of hard.
Dude, this is how I imagined you anyway with hair. I just thought you were just keeping under the hat.
My sister used to get so mad at me because I had to take her hair straightener. Not only did I take her hair straightener, I also took her eyeliner. And I would wear I'd hair straightener and eyeliner, and sometimes she couldn't find it, and she always knew to ask me because I always put it somewhere. Because I didn't have my own makeup, I didn't have my own hair straightener, so I used hers. Anyways, on that note, we are going to end the show, and I do want to remind everyone to please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Check out, if you're watching this before Halloween, check out Nightfall Haunted Territories at Lost Lakes in Oklahoma City. You will not be disappointed. I think general admission is like $35 a ticket, but it does take about 45 minutes to walk through.
It's totally worth it.
It is completely, completely worth it. That's all the time we got. Jason, please stay right there. Peace out. Rock on. And much
Everyday love. Slave.
Check him out.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic. Is this all talk with no action? No. Is this my thoughts with distraction? No. Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian? Yes. Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again? Yes. Does everything that's good really have to end? A pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.